Sai Ram. We, the graduating students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanahalli campus, offer our most loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. It is said that life is nothing but an opportunity for love to blossom. Dearest Swami, you have blessed each one of us to blossom under your love, care and grace. Time seems to have flown like a swift river with you amidst us. Any offering of gratitude would be a speck, yet our little hearts yearn to express our gratitude. This evening, we, your children, present a musical offering to reminisce the wonderful times that you have graced upon us. We present before you a journey of our emotions, the beautiful moments when you would show us a sign of your presence and grant us joy, the wonderful experience of you playing with us like Lord Krishna, the experience when you shower on us your selfless love, and our heart sings that we shall forever live in your presence. Even at times of difficulties, when you turn up, all difficulties seem to disappear. Dearest Bhagwan, we shall always be grateful for all that you have been doing for us. Swami, jab bhi tum aaye aur muskuraye, our hearts leapt in joy and happiness. Your grace, Swami, is matchless and selfless. There is none in this whole cosmos who can even be compared with you for loving so selflessly. Indeed, blessed are we, Bhagwan, to sit in your presence and sing for you.
Yeah. जब रोए हमको मनाती हो, प्रेम की ज्योति दिल में जलाती हो। हम जब रोए हमको मनाती हो, प्रेम की ज्योति दिल में जलाती हो। दिल में उमंगे तमन्नाए लेके हम आए, ओ हो 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 हो। दिल तुम आए और मुस्कुराए, दिल बहलाए हमको हंसाए।
Dear Swami, you are the thinker of our thoughts, doer of our deeds, and speaker of our speech. You are our mother and father who fulfills our wishes with or without our asking. This incident, or to say, a miracle, had happened to me when I was sitting in the student's block for the first time. I was lost in the lyrics of bhajans. At that moment, a small lovely feather caught my attention, which was about to fall near me. But the breeze took it away from me. And later, some time afterwards, the feather came to me. And finally it landed on my lap. Then I said to myself, Swami, if you are present physically, I would have presented the feather to you. The next moment, my attention turned towards you. A similar kind of feather was falling on you. It landed on the throne on which you sit. Swami, your ways of fulfilling wishes are unique and very beautiful. From this incident, I have learned that you are omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. And I also learned that you listen to all those prayers which come from a pure heart that always thinks about you. Swami, I am very grateful to you for giving me such a beautiful experience and teaching me valuable lessons for life. Thank you, Swami.
ఓ ప్రియమిత్రమా, మధురమైన నేస్తమా, మా హృదయ బంధమా, ఓ సాయిమా, మీ చెలిమి పొందగలిగి చేరితిమి మేము ఈనాడు మీ దరికి. ఎన్ని జన్మల పుణ్యమో నోచుకోగలిగాము మీ కూరిమి. ఎల్లవేళలా మా వెంటే ఉంటూ ఒడిదుడుకుల నుండి మమ్మల్ని కాపాడుతూ మా అందరికీ మీ ఆహ్లాదాన్ని అందిస్తూ మీ సందేశాన్ని ఎల్లప్పుడూ అందిస్తూ హృదయాంతరంగములలో కొలువుతిరిన ఓ సాయి, ధన్యుల మైతిమి మీ మైత్రి పొందగలిగి. కృతజ్ఞులము స్వామి, మా తప్పిదములను మన్నించినందుకు. ఎల్లవేళలా మీ నామాన్ని స్మరిస్తూ మీ సందేశాన్ని అన్ని దిక్కులా అందిస్తూ అవుతాము మీ ప్రచారకులము. ఓ సాయిమా, ప్రతి గురువారం నేను మౌనం పాటించడం మొదలుపెట్టాను. ఆ రోజంతా నామస్మరణనే చేస్తూ గడుపుతాను. ఇలా ఉండగా ఒక గురువారం అద్భుతం జరిగింది. ఒక గురువారం నాడు నూతన ఉపాధ్యాయులు వచ్చారు. నూతన ఉపాధ్యాయులు మొదటి రోజు తరగతిలో ఉన్న విద్యార్థులందరి పేర్లను అడిగి తెలుసుకుంటారు. కాబట్టి నా తరం వచ్చినప్పుడు నన్ను నేను ఎలా పరిచయం చేసుకోవాలి, నేను మౌనం వదిలి మాట్లాడాలా అన్న సందిగ్ధిలో పడ్డాను. అప్పుడు నేను మిమ్మల్ని అడిగాను, స్వామి స్వామి, మీకు నేను మాట్లాడాలని ఉందా లేదా మౌనం పాటించాలా అని. ఇలా సతమతం అవుతున్నప్పుడు మీ సమాధానం లభించింది. అప్పుడు అనిపించింది స్వామి నాకు, మీరు ఏ విధంగా మీ భక్తులని ఎలా లీలలు చేసి ఆదుకుంటారో అని. ఆ నూతన ఉపాధ్యాయులు విద్యార్థుల పేర్లు అడగకుండా ప్రతి విద్యార్థి వచ్చి వారి వారి పేరు మరియు వారు ఆడే ఆటలు బోర్డు మీద రాయమన్నారు. ఈనాటి దాకా ఏనాడు ఈ విధంగా పేర్లు అడిగి తెలుసుకున్న ఉపాధ్యాయుని నేను ఎరగను. నాకు తెలుసు స్వామి, ఇదంతా మీరు ఆడించిన ఆటే అని. పిలిస్తే పలుకుతాను అని నాకు తెలియజేయడానికేనని. ధన్యుడని స్వామి, ధన్యుడని.
Swami, when I was at the verge of completing my schooling, life put me and my family in a severe trauma. There was a lot of financial liabilities which my parents had no clue how to resolve. The people I thought would never leave me were nowhere to be found. The emotional stigma through which I was going made me feel like running away from everything. And that was why I applied here, to your university. I got selected. I was so happy. Not that I got selected, but I could stay away from all that was happening in my family. But that happiness lasted only for a while. When the 12th results were published, I had failed in a paper. I was no more eligible to continue my days in this place. I was asked to leave. I felt like life was so unfair, that you too didn't care about me, but you had your own plans. Through that year of stay outside, you taught me a lot of lessons. I was of great help for my dad in the most difficult times. We together as a family was able to solve most of the problems we were facing with your grace. And then the next year you took me back. When I look back, I understand what you are trying to teach me all the while. I came running to you, crying, and fell at your feet. You, like a mother, lifted me up, dusted me, held me close to you. But you didn't want me to be a coward and hide from all that I was scared of. So you sent me back to teach me how to swim in a rough sea. I knew you that you were watching over me all the while, making sure that I will not drown. And when I did what I was supposed to, you were waiting for me here like a mother. How can I thank you, Swami? How can a son thank his mother?
Swami, it was a big dream of mine to join an institute and experience the warmth of love and care. It was near 2012. After finishing my 12th standard, I had applied to your college for the course BCom and BBM. After having written the BCom entrance, I was thinking that my dream will turn into reality. But unfortunately, I was left behind the sadness of not being selected for the interview. Hardly did I realize that all were just part of your play. Then the heavy heart had to go in search of some other college. I did apply for other college for a BCom course. But then I knew you were director of all this worldly play. But then, just in a very short span of time, I started feeling uncomfortable because of various reasons. Then I knew that you were my refuge. I was not knowing what to do but to cry out to you to help me get out of that college. Yes, Swami, you made me real, wanted me to test. You gave me an experience saying to teach, want to teach me a lesson that test is your taste. And then, with all confidence, keeping you with me, I told my parents that I will leave the college and I will join the next year Nehru Institute. But my parents were not sure about my decision. They just told me to continue in that college and try in the subsequent year. And then, with the daily the prayer in my heart, started praying to you daily. In the year 2013, I wrote the entrance exam and God selected merely by your grace. I am indeed very grateful to you, Swami, for giving me a new life, a life where you are our journey and you are our goal.
Swami, it's true that you are the indweller of our hearts. Your love and care towards your children is immeasurable. Recently, you did make me understand your love and care towards us. This incident happened in Bhakta Nivas during our stay in Parthi for a sports meet. I was part of sets and was working. There was an 8-foot rod adjacent to me, standing high in thin air. Something inside my heart kept on telling me that the rod would slide and slip, for which I did not pay heed. There was one of my friends who used to work in the other side of the dome. Whenever he used to call me, I would answer him from the same place where I was working. But to my utter surprise that day, when he called, I stood up and took a step backward. And as I took that step, the rod fell hard on the ground, exactly where I was positioned before. The impact, if I had been there, would have been life-threatening. Swami, from that point of life, I understood what it means about our one step towards you and your 100 steps towards us. Definitely, it was your voice which told me to move, for which I did not pay attention. But Swami, you did not stop there. You took an extra step to save me through my friend. Words fail to express our gratitude to the love you had showered on us. Thank you, Swami. Thank you very much.
Dearest Bhagwan, my loving pranams to you. You are the remover of all our fears, pains and perils. You are the one who bestows strength, energy and vigor. You are the one who takes away bodily and mental pains. I accept that you are the doer and we are your puppets. During this year's sports meet, I was a part of bike's team. It was on the 11th of January 2016 when I took off the 45 degree ramp at a 72 km speed. There was a mishap. The footrest of my bike broke when I landed. The next moment, I found myself lying on the ground and the bike next to my head. I didn't know how to respond or react at that condition. All of a sudden, my heart commanded me, "Hey, get up, nothing has happened." I simply got up and dusted off and continued the role in the show. Later, the coach summoned me and told that he couldn't believe that none of my bones were fractured nor my back was broken. It's true, I fell from a great height with a great speed. However, I realized that I fell into the most soothing and safe hands, which are ever ready to catch us, which are ever ready to embrace us, which are ever ready to hold our hand and lead us throughout our lives. The next day, one of our teachers narrated me a spine-chilling event which occurred to him on the previous night. The teacher had a dream relating to you. In the dream, you summoned me and other two brothers into your interview room and had a long conversation with us. At the end, you came out of the interview room like a proud father and declared, "My children made me proud today." You are the one who makes the master plan. You are the one who performs. You are the one who witnesses. And finally, you give the credit to us. Swami, ನೀವಿಲ್ಲದೆ ನಾವು ಸಾರಥಿ ಇಲ್ಲದ ರಥದಂತೆ, ಎಣ್ಣೆ ಇಲ್ಲದ ದೀಪದಂತೆ, ಉಸಿರಿಲ್ಲದ ದೇಹದಂತೆ. ನಿಮ್ಮಂತಹ ಗುರುವನ್ನು ಪಡೆದ ನಾವೇ ಧನ್ಯರು. ನಿಮಗೆ ನಾವು ಸದಾ ಚಿರಋಣಿಗಳು ಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಸ್ವಾಮಿ.
ಜಬ್ ಕೋಯಿ ಬಾತ್ ಬಿಗಡ ಜಾಯೆ, ಜಬ್ ಕೋಯಿ ಮುಶ್ಕಿಲ್ ಪಡ ಜಾಯೆ, ತುಮ್ ದೇನಾ ಸಾಥ್ ಮೇರಾ, ಓ ಹಮ್ ನವಾ. ಜಬ್ ಕೋಯಿ ಬಾತ್
देना साथ मेरा ओ हम नवा
Swami, you give us experiences, you teach us lessons, and yet again, you give us this beautiful opportunity to express them back to you. Thank you, Swami, for making us your special ones. Swami, you have loved us and also made sure that we realize it. The first time I ever realized your special love was when you pulled me into your lap. After completing my 12th standard in science stream, I applied for admission in your college. I came here with my father to appear for the interview. I wrote the written test and got through. I immediately called my mother to give her the good news. In a typical entrance test in a school,
after one clears the written test, one's seat is reserved in that school. Probably because she had never got me admitted to a university before, it didn't occur to my mother that I would be rejected in the interview. So she immediately shared the news that I was selected and my seat was reserved in your college in her circle. After finishing my interview, when I got back home, I found everyone congratulating me that I got a seat in your college. I had no heart to deny them, and I started praying to you that I should actually be selected. Swami, I was praying to you immensely and intensely because I didn't want to fail my mother. But your immediate reaction was just the opposite. My name was not a part of the final list. But your ways are unique, Swami. 2 days after the final list was published, I was at my home having lunch with my father when my phone rang displaying a new number. I answered the phone for the first time in English. There came the manifestation of your special love for me, Swami. A seat was reserved for me for a new course in a brand new campus of yours, that is the Muddenhalli campus. After joining, I found out that it was not only me, but my entire batch was privileged by your unique blessings. All of our seats were reserved in a course for which we never wrote an entrance test. Swami, now I can proudly claim this, that you started a new course in a new campus just for our sake. From that day onwards, all of us feel your special love all along. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for making us your very, very special ones. Thank you, Swami.
Dearest Swami, yet another year had passed in my stay in your institute, and then came the results of the previous semester. I was very happy then because I got first in the class. Not because of my merit, but because of you, Swami. Then I called my mother for telling her this news. When she heard this news, she was very happy. Someone already told her that if you get first rank, you'll get a gold medal. And she was aspiring for that. I told her that to get a gold medal, I should not only be top of the class, but also should top in whole course in our institute, that is BBM. And the other campuses had scored more than me. But she was adamant in her point. She was telling that she needs a gold medal from me. That was the last time I spoke with my mother. Your ways are mysterious, Swami. You did give me a gold medal, not for academics, but for all-rounder. When I look back now, my mother never told me to get a gold medal in academics. She just told that she wants a gold medal, and you gave it to me, Swami. Thank you, Swami. Ama thimi janma dine malai, ama thimi pran dine malai, ama thimi bot ma phool tesko, ho dana timre jatije cha mero. आमा छ तिम्रो महिमा अपार सक्दिन गाए पनि बार बार हरदम बहाइकन प्रेम धारा दिन्छौ मलाई कतिको सहारा असंख्य तिम्रो गुण निमित्त केही कुरा छैन दिने मबाट संसार यो जति सहलाउने छु सपूत तिम्रो कहलाउने छु ज्ञानी भई नाम कमाई उच्च बन्छु म तिम्रो सहयोग्य पुत्र. We love you, Mom.
संग रहे हरदम
Hey. Lessons learned, experiences rejoiced, natures changed, faith rebuilt, hope induced, identities reclaimed. Dear Swami, when we look back at the day we arrived at your lotus feet, we recognize that we were like a lump of clay. With your immense grace and unconditional love in abundance, our stay with you gave us a form. Though we were devoid of your personal attention towards us, your omniscience and omnipresence have guided us in every step of ours towards you. When we were downtrodden and our hearts were in despair, you never left our side, Swami. This indeed shows that you are always with us, in us and around us. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for everything. We love you, Swami. We love you.
Krishna Madhava, Madhava Krishna.
Thank you. Swami Satya Sai Hare. Sai Baba.